Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, November 13th. You'll be interested to know, 44 years ago, today in 1980, Martin Scorsese's Raging Bull, a biographical film about boxer Jake LaMotta, had its world premiere, and it quickly became an American classic. The film is especially recognized for the Oscar-winning performance of Robert De Niro, which showcased his extraordinary talent and dedication to the role. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 18 degrees with 19 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:23 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:34. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with a high near 45 and a cool north wind around 12 miles per hour, gusting up to 22. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 29 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 8:15 with a low tide just after 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 54 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 45 and a north wind. A chance of rain arrives Friday with partly sunny skies and a high near 47. Saturday brings a slight chance of rain before noon with a high near 53 and partly cloudy nights. Enjoy mostly sunny weather on Sunday with a high near 58 and partly cloudy nights. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston is grappling with significant traffic issues, ranking 4th worst in the United States and 8th worst globally. To address this, city officials are turning to emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence. Boston Chief of Streets, Jasha Franklin Hodge, stated, "Our job is to help people get around where they need to go as quickly and efficiently as we can." The city is collaborating with Google's Project Greenlight to optimize traffic light timing and is analyzing data to improve lane usage. Additionally, the Massachusetts Department of Transportation employs around 1,200 cameras, enabling real-time traffic monitoring and faster incident response. With partnerships with navigation apps like Waze, drivers are also contributing to solutions, making it clear that while traffic may persist, technology may help chart a better path ahead. Now on to sports. In a dramatic turn of events, the Chicago Bears have fired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, replacing him with Thomas Brown. This decision comes on the heels of disappointing performances from rookie quarterback Caleb Williams, who ranks poorly in key statistics. Coach Matt Eberflus faced tough questions during a media appearance, but no substantial answers were provided. As the Bears prepare to face the Green Bay Packers, Brown must navigate a challenging schedule to improve the offense. With Eberflus' job on the line, the upcoming games could determine the future of both the team and its players. In local sports, last night, the Celtics fell to the Hawks 117-116 at the Garden. Tyson Daniels had a career-high 28 points, while Jalen Johnson achieved his first triple-double. Onyeka Okongwu sealed the win with a tip-in in the final seconds. Jaylen Brown's buzzer-beater attempt missed its mark. The Seas are now 9-3 and Atlanta improves to 5-2. Tomorrow night, the Celtics take on the Brooklyn Nets at Barclays Center. Boston is favored by 1.5 points in this matchup. Last night, the Bruins staged a thrilling comeback to defeat the Blues 3-2 in St. Louis. David Pastrnak's late goal sealed the win, while Charlie McAvoy and Morgan Geeky also scored. Boston's defense stood strong with 30 shots on goal. The Bees now boast a record of 8-7-2. Tomorrow night, the Bruins face the Stars in Dallas. In top news, in a significant shift, some of New York City's multi-generational real estate families are breaking the long-held rule of never sell. The office market downturn has forced them to make difficult decisions, such as William Rudin, who recently sold a 30-story office tower his family developed in the 1960s. With office vacancies at near-record levels and demand affected by remote work, many families are opting to sell properties that were once reliable cash cows. Even after substantial renovations, some, like the Rudins, are concluding it is time to move on from their family heirlooms, reflecting on both memories and challenges. In business news, Amazon is officially shutting down Freevee, its free ad-supported video streaming service, which was originally launched under the IMDb brand nearly 5 years ago. The service will be phased out over the coming weeks, with its content moving under the Prime Video brand. An Amazon representative stated, "To deliver a simpler viewing experience, we have decided to phase out Freevee branding. Free content will still be accessible for non-Prime members, labeled as Watch for Free. Original series like Jury Duty and Bosch Legacy will transition to Prime Video, ensuring a broad library remains available." In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $87,200. Ethereum is just under $3,200. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 85 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. For the first time ever, scientists have witnessed the birth of a heavy atom during a rare kilonova explosion caused by a neutron star merger. This extraordinary event briefly mirrored conditions following the Big Bang, allowing researchers to confirm the origins of the heavy elements, strontium and thorium. The explosion also produced the smallest black hole ever observed. Lead study author Albert Sneppen emphasized the importance of collaboration among multiple telescopes to capture this significant moment. As co-author Rasmus Dambard noted, the observation reveals the unification of atomic nuclei and electrons, showcasing the universe's readiness to share its secrets. And in entertainment news, Odin's Eye Entertainment has secured the international sales rights for Stealing Pulp Fiction, an audacious heist comedy directed by Danny Turkiewicz. The film will be introduced to overseas buyers at the American Film Market in Las Vegas this week, following its world premiere at the Newport Beach Film Festival on October 19th. Set for a U.S. theatrical release in early 2025, the movie stars Karen Soney, Jason Alexander, Cassie David, and John Rudnitsky. Producers express confidence that this film will become a cult classic filled with wonderful laugh-out-loud moments, as stated by Michael Fovell, CEO of Odin's Eye Entertainment. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the French novelist, Marcel Proust. And he said, "Let us be grateful to people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.